On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Come Monday, it'll be alright.
Good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Okay, whatever.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the program. Happy Flag Day. Merry Easter, whatever this is. What holiday is this? How are you? Good to be with you on this fine, beautiful day. I have no idea. That's enough theme music, thanks. Thank you very much. Well, this is special times that we spend together when we hold hands and walk down the beach and step on broken crab shells. Anyway, whatever. My favorite word is whatever, because in one word, it sums up my relationship with everybody else on the globe. Whatever. Whatever you can say to me, my response is whatever. Whatever, 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 whatever. That is a fantastic word. It's insulting, but not directly to one's face. Ron, yesterday I had the spaghetti and meatballs. My mother makes the best meatballs. She takes the oregano and, hey, whatever. I'm glad you enjoy the meatballs. I don't care. Anyway, welcome to my holiday show. It's like a holiday show for the next 2 weeks, isn't it? I think so. As a matter of fact, later on in the program, I believe we're going to speak to a couple of guests that are going to help you with your gift giving. No, it's not a list of gifts necessarily. I mean, we all need help. I have no idea what to buy anything, anybody. You know what? Whatever. I'm going to have to spend a certain amount of money, and that's a given. Whatever they get is what they get. It's not the gift. It's the thought that counts. Oh, I have a thought. I'm going to buy you a car. It's not the car that I would buy you. It's the thought that I would buy you a car. You should cherish that. Let's call it a mental fob. Anyway, I wanted to talk about something that pisses me off. Ooh. That's different. Recently, I wanted to get some concert tickets. I live in the Boston area. And there's a huge theater in downtown Boston. And playing at that theater in, I think, not till September or over the summer or something of next year, are two people that I think are really, really funny, and they make me laugh a lot, and nothing makes me laugh a lot, except for looking in the mirror. But beyond that, nothing really. But these two guys, they just play off of each other so well, and I wanted to see them in concert on a stage. Steve Martin and Martin Short, the two Martins I call them, are hilarious in my viewpoint. So, I mean, you know, who you think is funny, who you think is entertaining is certainly a specific thing to your own taste, whatever makes you laugh. So I go online and I'm looking for the concert tickets. First of all, this thing that is 6 or 7 months away is basically almost sold out. But I'm looking at ticket prices. Oh my God. This is awful. These are two stand-up comedians, kind of stand-up comedians, you know, in Saturday Night Live and all that stuff. And they're just funny to me. I thought, okay, I'll spend $100 for a seat. It's a lot of money, but all right, this doesn't happen all the time. Fine. I go online and I look at the prices of the seats. $300, $500, $1,400. What the f? Are you kidding me? I don't want to have sex with them. I just want to watch them on a stage. I don't need to touch them. Oh my God. Obviously, I ain't going to that thing. What's going on with these tickets? You know, we have affordable housing where in the state that I live, and I'm probably in your state too, the towns and the cities have to have a certain number of units in their town that are available to people that can't afford to live really in really nice places. You know, it's an equal housing opportunity thing. They have that. Why don't they have that with ticket sales? You know what this means? People that are struggling a little bit to put food on the table, who just would like a night out of a special evening with their favorite performer, it'll never happen. They can't afford to throw money like that away. And who goes to something like this by themselves? You invite somebody to go with you, go with somebody, usually. Man, I mean, the price tag is phenomenal. And it almost costs just as much to park your car to go to these venues. You have to second mortgage the home that you don't have just to go to a concert for an hour and a half, if it's even that long. This is pissing me off. They should have a certain number of seats in a theater that are available to people that, you know, for lower cost. Well, Ron, those seats are called the far balcony. Oh, man, come on. Come on. All right, short of that, here's the biggest problem. Well, look at what happened with Taylor Swift. Oh, my God, did you hear? She lost one of her shoes. No, that's not it. Taylor Swift is leaving the royalty. No, that's Meghan and Harry. I'm getting confused now. Taylor Swift. People went online to get concert tickets, and I got all screwed up. That's not as big a deal to me, but nonetheless, what's going on with this concert stuff? And now you used to be able to go online or to the theater itself and buy the tickets there. You could choose your seat, you know, and that would be fine. And all right, no more. Thanks to this online bullshit, this computer stuff, this internet ridicularity. Now you have ticket companies buying up most of the tickets in the theater and reselling them at huge amounts to make huge profits. In other words, a ticket for a show that's maybe $50, and I don't know where you find those cheap shows, but let's say it's $50 for a seat. The ticket fee charged by the ticket company is half the price of the ticket itself. Oh, the seat's only $50? Yes. Now, there's a processing fee of $35. What? This is, ladies and gentlemen, there's a word for this. It's called legitimate scalping. And that is what has taken over. These ticket companies buy up the tickets. Or the theaters themselves don't want to hire people to do this. They don't want to open a box office, and we have to hire somebody to do this. Let's get this ticket company here to do it for us. We get a small amount. They get a small amount. We're going to sell out anyway. Do you know why? because it's supply and demand. If they have a particular artist appearing somewhere, they know they can sell out the venue. Fuck the spectators. And that's where we're at. I lived in New York City for a long time. That's where I spent my youth. And they have to go to concerts. They need to be exposed to the symphony, to Broadway plays, to the arts. But they can't afford to go. That's one problem. The other problem is a legitimate ticket scalping by ticket companies like Ticketmaster and Vivid Seats and all those places, charging you a fortune to handle your tickets. I'll handle it myself. You can't anymore. What do you mean? You can't. I can't even choose my seats anymore. You go to these ticket companies and, you're in row 7. Which seat? I don't know. Give me $500 and shut up. You're lucky we're letting you in. What's going on? What's going on? The artists themselves should be pissed off. Their fans can't see them because they can't get in to see them. It's costing a fortune. Perhaps these artists don't care because they're putting money in their pockets too. A lot of it. It's a business. But we're talking about the arts, the quote-unquote arts here. That's one problem. That's just one problem. Well, that's two problems. That's three problems. I, as a result, don't go to the theater anymore. Not to those things. Not to concerts. I mean, I'm not paying $500 a seat to have somebody in front of me stand up through the whole concert waving their ass in my face. That's what happens. You go to a musical concert, you're sitting in a chair, the people in front of you decide to stand up through the whole thing and shake their ass because they're in front of you, so all you see for the next hour and a half is their ass in front of your face. And God forbid they didn't wipe 2 hours earlier. That's what I spent $500 for, to watch this guy's ass in front of my face? Well, you can stand up too and gyrate to the music. Stand up for $500. I bought a seat. Do you realize that I bought a seat? They had seats. They're selling seats. I bought a seat. I'd like to sit down in it because that's what you do in a seat. Sit the hell down, person in front of me with your ass shaking in front of my face. This is not good for me. This is not good for me. Tickets. Crazy, man. It's crazy stuff. It should be wrong. Here's what I don't understand, bottom line. Let's get to it because you're wasting my time here. Here's what I don't understand, bottom line. Before there was the internet, I was alive. And when I bought tickets, either I picked them up at the box office, it was called Will Call. I will call for my tickets when I arrive. I don't know why they called it a call. Will pick up was a little more to the point, but they called it will call. You get there a little bit early, you pick up your tickets, everybody's happy. Or the ticket people, the theater, mail the tickets out to you. A postage stamp. That's all it is. They mail it out to you. But you see, in this day of wonderfulness, we can't have people doing this. We can't hire people to service you in customer service when you're paying $500 a seat. No, that's too much to ask. So then the internet comes along and I figure, okay. Now I can buy tickets online with a very hefty fee, and I don't know why, because when I went to the theaters, I wasn't paying no freaking fee. Now I am, for nothing. But I buy my tickets online, and there's the option. We can email you your tickets. Okay. There's no postage involved. Whoever is doing this for me, the computer, the robot, you just send this stuff to me, and I print it out, and they can scan it when I get there. I can show my stupid phone to them, and they can scan that. There's no postage involved. It's immediate. Nobody has to do anything but just type in an email address. What's the big deal? No, we can't do that. There's a delivery charge to send you your email tickets. Excuse me? Excuse me? Even Amazon will ship you things for free, and it's far less than $500 for a seat. Come on, man. You know who's getting sued all the time? These ticket agencies. Ticketmaster, for one, is up for like 2,000 lawsuits. And I understand why. We in our society, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, go deliberate. We in our society have forgotten a very simple rule of life. Keep it simple. Make it simple. Make it easy. Make it simple. Stop charging people to make it complicated. And sit your ass down in the chair that you bought. I'm sorry, reserved and rented. I went to a venue in Boston. They change names every year because companies spend our hard-earned money to name buildings. It's like Trump. We didn't build the building. We don't run the building. We're charging you to put our name on it. Well, that isn't working, is it? Anyway, yeah, that's it, man. That's it. Make it easy. Make it easy. So I was at this pavilion, and it was, who the hell was I seeing? I can't remember now. The Moody Blues. The Knights in White Satin people. Grew up with their music. It's pretty cool because it's a little orchestrational, and I like that. So I'm sitting there, and I'm sitting there, and they're playing a song like Knights in White Satin, and then they do like a little bit more of a beat to it. The people in front of me, all of a sudden, sitting in front of me, stand up and start gyrating around. And I felt like saying, excuse me, do you realize there's someone sitting behind you and you're waving your ass in front of them? Excuse me. But I didn't do that because I didn't want to start a fight. So I called over one of the ushers that was walking up and down the aisle to make sure nobody's smoking pot or taking videos. And I said, excuse me, these people in front of me won't sit down. And he says to me, well, they can do whatever they want. We can't tell them to sit down. They've basically, when you get a ticket, you're renting the space. I said, no, you're getting a chair. And I got a chair. He says, I know, we can't force them to sit down. If they want to stand up and dance, we can't stop that. And me and my lovely woman assistant, we walked out of the venue after complaining to management. Went to a restaurant that was right nearby, because this venue is right on the Boston Harbor. And there was a restaurant like right next to the venue. And it was a beautiful summer night. And we sat outside, had cocktails, got shit-faced, and listened to the concert because it was so loud. So it was actually rather pleasant. Nobody was waving their ass in front of me. I didn't have to watch the performers. I could hear them playing live. While I enjoyed a cocktail and some hors d'oeuvres, it was a pretty, pretty awesome evening. Of course, I was out like a couple of $100 for the seats, but that's besides the point. Look, in our lifetimes, we find that certain performers just fulfill us, and we want to see the people to whom we are connected artistically. You want to see them live in performance. And this isn't happening anymore. This is just getting stupid. I'm a little bit older than you, perhaps. Everybody that I want to see is pretty much going out on their final tour. And then a year later, it's another one of their final tours. 5 years later, they're still touring, doing their final tours. It was never the final tour. It was just to make you go, oh, I better see this person while they're still alive. I'll spend the money. Hey, wait a minute. They're doing another tour. What? I thought that was supposed to be their final tour. Sue them. Sue them. That's false advertising. Anyway, that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at, my friends. All right. It's the holiday season, gift giving around the corner. Let's start hitting that subject matter, shall we? Speaking of saving money, good luck. You can budget yourself. There's all kinds of ways to pull off this holiday gift giving thing, and we're going to take a look at a few of them right now. But before we do, this commercial word.
Ain't always easy these days to know what to give your kids for snacks. Sugary this, high fructose that. Heck, even the stuff they call natural ain't always natural. But there's one snack when your kids ask for it, you know exactly what you're giving them.
I want Piggy Parts. I want Piggy Parts.
Professor Parker's preserved Piggy Parts are 100% all-natural salt-preserved pig parts. What parts, you ask? Well, some folks would call them scraps or ears or hoofs, but kids just call them delicious. And with their stiff, leathery texture, one Professor Parker's preserved Piggy Part will last a kid all afternoon. That's what we call value. So stock up now for school. You'll find them at the end of the pet food aisle in original barbecue or vinegar, garlic, teriyaki, onion, habanero, pineapple flavor. Give them a try and you'll see why kids say,
That's some good piggies.
Professor Parker's Preserve Piggy Parts.
Katrina Holt joins us now. She's financial health expert at Affirm. And we're talking about how we're going to somehow make it through the holiday season with the gift giving and all that stuff when I don't think we're too used to budgeting here. Things have been rather okay for a number of years, and then we're hit with this inflation thing, and all of a sudden this becomes a game changer somewhat. I know that you've done a survey recently. What did you find?
Well, so we recently surveyed consumers and found that nearly 3 in 4 Americans are actually planning to change how they spend and save this holiday season. Because you're absolutely right. It is unlike any holiday season that we have experienced in quite some time. And so they're doing that by starting their shopping earlier, buying things at a discounted price, and being more intentional about who they shop for by choosing to gift close friends and family versus coworkers or random gift swaps.
It's, you know, every holiday season, you always see some deals because all these products still have to bargain with each other. They still have to beat the other one out. The only one to do that is through price drops. How do we find these good deals?
Well, there are a lot of places to find the good deals, but for us at Affirm, on the Affirm app or even on Affirm.com, we have a marketplace that you can go to and see all deals across so many different merchants. And I mean, and the deals are just getting better and better every day. But the other cool thing is if you go to a site like ours, and there are a number of sites that you can go to, so I would not say it's just ours, but it also gives you a really good sense of your financing options so that you have the opportunity to budget and pay for the holidays over time.
Okay. Are people doing a lot of little gifts or doing like one big gift? I mean, or does it matter?
I would say it doesn't really matter other than it's just being really intentional. And so even for my own budgeting for Christmas, it used to be, you know, like all of my coworkers and all of my more acquaintances or friends or neighbors. Yeah. And now it's just really intentional, finding that special gift or special moment or traveling to visit family that people are really focusing on this year.
Yeah. So how do you leave out the ones that you gave little trinkets to, and this year I can't afford the trinkets? I mean, do you...
That's such a hard question this season. This is a great question. So what I'm doing, I'll give you a personal tip, and I think that it is pretty common, is actually having that conversation before the gift giving begins, mm-hmm. and just acknowledging that we're in different times and everyone's wallet is just a little bit tighter. And so why don't we instead get together and have a game night or do something virtually over Zoom? And so agree to that before that awkward moment where someone has given you a trinket and you're like, oh no, I wasn't planning on doing that in return. And I actually think that people appreciate that because everyone is feeling this strain. So if you kind of let them off the hook,
yeah.
I think it will go much more smoothly.
That makes a lot of sense. Katrina, do you know what I do when I find that to be a financial consideration? I get a really nice greeting card, but instead of just signing it, I actually write some stuff on the left-hand side where they don't have the printing, and I kind of like make it very heartfelt, you know, and very like friendship is the most valuable thing, that kind of thing, even though it's not true. But that sometimes is, you know, yeah, I mean, it's a nice gift and it's heartfelt stuff as opposed to a Dunkin' Donuts coffee card, you know, but that's how I make up for it.
Yeah, I love that tip. I'm actually going to steal that one because we don't do cards anymore, right? There was a time when you would get a whole mailbox full of cards, and now we don't. And so when I do, it does feel that much more special. So that's a great tip.
Yeah, as opposed to just signing the card is my point. You know, you just put some stuff down, make it, you know, from your own words. That makes a difference.
Yeah.
It's going to be a weird situation. Do you financing is also a little higher interest wise. So that's also another budgeting kind of financial concern, isn't it?
That is absolutely right. So we have recently within the survey that we did revealed that the majority of Americans are exceeding their holiday shopping budget by nearly $500, which is really excessive. Yeah.
Okay. Credit cards. That's usually, when I was a young adult, that was a problem when I finally got my first invoice. So credit cards are like, yeah, man, they're like magic tricks. They seem wonderful. And then later on, you got to figure out how the trick was done. Do you put limits on that?
Oh, absolutely. And so I would actually share a few budgeting tips, and it absolutely includes that. So thank you for bringing that up, because credit cards, and it's true for all of us, right? We've experienced this. And so if we can avoid it for everyone else, that would be great. But because they essentially hand us as consumers a blank check, which can easily lead to overspending. And so, you know, for us at Affirm, what we really want to encourage consumers is to, one, just create a budget and do that now, right? So like really before the holiday season, shopping just sort of ramps up to a fury. Do it now while you have time to really be intentional about what you want to spend. And as new expenses come up, like go back to that budget and see how they fit in. Again, we have to relearn how to budget. But in terms of a comparison to credit cards, I would also say use a transparent, flexible pay over time option. This is what Affirm offers, so that you're spreading out your costs over like a customized biweekly or monthly payment plan, but it's very clear. There's a clear start date, a clear end date, you know exactly what you're owed, and you're not charged any late or hidden fees, which is my issue with credit card spending is you really have to watch out for the gotchas or gimmicks. So this is a time when we're talking about the really enticing deals, but they can come with those gotchas and gimmicks in the fine print. So for example, 0% APR credit card promotions, they can come with something called deferred interest, and that means big balloon payments down the line long after, the holiday bliss has worn off.
Yeah, I mean, if you look carefully, some stores do like 1 year interest free, and you pay it off within the year, and you're done. But you're right; you got to read that fine print and make sure that that's really what's happening there. It's all easily done if you go to Affirm, because they're on your side to help you do some impressive gift giving without spending all that crazy extra money that you kind of spent before. So how do we contact Affirm?
So it's easy. You can check out Affirm.com or download the Affirm app to learn more.
Good. Learning stuff is good. Katrina, have a wonderful holiday, and thank you for the information.
Hey, Ron, thanks for having me.
Mike, good to talk to you again. Mike Bako's here. He's trends editor for thedailynational.com. He's a father of two, so he knows what he's talking about when it comes to taking care of the gift thing. Mike, it's the holiday season, apparently, isn't it?
It absolutely is. You mentioned I've got two kids. It's been the holiday season, Ron, for quite a while. At least in my household, the calendar turns from Halloween, and then immediately it goes right to Christmas in the minds of my two kids and many kids around the country.
No kidding.
Yes, it's been that way for a while.
I remember when I was a kid, which was quite some time ago, but this is the pinnacle of the year, so there's no question about it. But that leaves a lot of us in the dark as to how to satisfy you. These kids.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you're thinking about that, you're thinking about obviously like shopping and just like literally look around at the news that's going on. Inflation numbers are high. There's all sorts of different concerns that are going on. So not that people are going to be scaling back. Surveys are showing that people are still going to buy the same amount that they've bought in years past. But, you know, just in terms of like Google Trends, it shows that searches for financial matters are up over 350%. So that translates into what people are going to buy and what they're thinking about. So literally when you're doing that, just a couple of, you know, quick tips. Impulse purchasing, it's great if something catches your eye, but certainly you want to make that list before you go into the store so that you know exactly what you're going for.
Yes.
And then, you know, making that budget beforehand, and just a couple of quick options here to help when you are buying those items. Two buy now, pay later platforms that are quite helpful, Square and Afterpay. They help consumers unlock the access to some of their buying purchases needs without using expensive credit cards. So if you're familiar with buy now, pay later, Square and Afterpay will definitely help you do that. You can actually even set the schedule of payments to sync up with your paycheck so you receive a text or an email reminder when those funds come out of your account. So if you are looking to be on a budget but also control some of your spending, those two items are quite helpful for people that are looking to buy for their entire family or just for some friends as well.
You actually have to sit down and do a game plan, don't you? Whether it be online or going into a store, you kind of have to know what you're doing.
You have to know what you're doing, because otherwise you'll just come out and, you know, this looks good, or maybe I'll get this for this, or maybe I'll send it to this person. You know, certainly if you're online and you're shopping and you're one click away, a lot of those purchases that people make end up just kind of being things that, like, in the moment you think, oh, maybe they would like this, or I've been searching for this, I'm just going to get it or add it into my cart. So that's where people get into trouble sometimes, for those unwanted gifts. So instead of three or four gifts that you think possibly people may like or play with, try to focus on the one or two items that you know that they've either talked about or mentioned in the past. That's if you're thinking about gift giving and making the most of it, that's really the way to go.
Now, you know, we all struggle with giving something different. I mean, besides the usual stuff, how do you think out of the box for the holidays? Where would I go for that?
Right. If you're thinking outside of the box, but also inside the box in terms of trying to capture your life, capture the things that you're doing. Mm-hmm. I've got two kids, and like the two favorite things that they like to do is go to the playground and run around and climb on the monkey bars and just be kids. It's a great time being six and being two and a half. So a lot of times you whip out your phone, you get these like grainy videos or they're bouncing around. One way to think outside of the box is getting a sort of more content creator friendly device to capture some of those things. And one of the things that I love is this new item called the GoPro Hero 11 Black. You hear so much about, you know, shooting in 4K, or if you're watching sports, you could transfer to the 4K version. Guess what, Ron? This little GoPro Hero 11 Black, it shoots in 5.3K video. So that's even better than the 4K, obviously, that you see on the TV. It has these great megapixel photos, 27 megapixels, great depth of field. So you could put it on a little tripod, a handheld thing, or just a little mini thing. Not only is it great for capturing the kids running around, but if you're on your trip anywhere, you could almost think about it as like a enhanced version of an iPhone or one of the other items that you may do. So you're really upping your game when it comes to that.
Wow. And also a gift for me.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. All right. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty. What are some of the popular brands and what are they offering?
Yeah, so some of the most popular brands, whenever you think about this time of year, and you know, top of mind for so many people, it's smartphones. And this year, T-Mobile has this great deal where you can get four lines for $25 per line. So you could do auto pay to get unlimited talk, text, and data, 5G access all around the country. So you could get a family plan of four for just $100 a month and access to a 5G network. So that's great from a tech perspective. And if you really want to be, I'll call it more sustainable and socially conscious when it comes to some of your gift giving, it's not necessarily a gift, but it's a way to think about how you celebrate your day. And it's this great brand called TerraCycle. And what they do is kind of take recycling to the next level. So think about it, it's Christmas morning, you've got mountains of gift wrap and plastic packaging thrown everywhere. I mentioned I've got two kids, that's going to be my house. So it's time for cleanup. So this year, instead of throwing it all away and having it end up in some landfill, we see those horrible videos of just these landfills full of things that people can't recycle. Mm-hmm. You can incorporate their holiday decorations zero waste box or their plastic packaging zero waste box into your festivities. So you could do your part to recycle some of the 4.6 million pounds of wrapping paper used in the U.S. each year. Mm-hmm. They've got a variety of boxes that you could choose from. So they're great all year round and really picks up where traditional recycling leaves off, some of those items that you can't put into those blue bins that we have all around our neighborhoods. And it's great. For more information on TerraCycle, it's not necessarily a gift, but it's a way to incorporate all of that into your holiday festivities. You can go to TerraCycle.com.
Well, that'll do it for me today. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. But until then, well, I wish you peace.